Much warmer temperatures will be moving back across a big part of the Midwest as we move forward through the day today, and then showers and thunderstorms will likely develop across the southern parts of the region tomorrow. We expect most of the precipitation to be concentrated on the area from northern Missouri and southern Iowa into Ohio. That particular corridor will likely end up seeing rain totals running from a tenth to three-quarters of an inch. And fieldwork will be put on hold for a little while because of that precipitation. But other areas in the Midwest will continue to be able to rock and roll with some planting activity taking place all the way into Thursday. The next disturbance will likely come into the upper parts of the Midwest as we move into Thursday afternoon and Friday, and it will move across the Midwest as we go Friday into Saturday. And then the largest storm system that is expected to impact the Midwest will debut in the northwestern parts of the region over the weekend, Saturday and Sunday, and move across the eastern Midwest as we move into Monday and Tuesday. These three weather systems will likely eventually interfere with fieldwork across the majority of the Midwest, and we will definitely need a significant amount of drying once again in order to get back into some of the fields. Now, the areas that will see the greatest amount of interruption to fieldwork will likely be in the upper Midwest, from the Dakotas and parts of Nebraska into Minnesota and Wisconsin. Some of these areas will end up with moderate amounts of rain running from about 8/10 of an inch upwards to around 2 inches. Some of that precipitation will be more than enough to set back fieldwork for a little while. Unfortunately, some of the greatest rains will also occur in the Red River Basin of the North, which is the very same region that has been fighting excess moisture for quite a little while because of the big snowmelt that occurred recently and caused flooding on the Red River. We will expect that region to turn too wet again. Some fieldwork may have occurred here recently, but it hasn't been aggressive, and in order to become aggressive, they're going to have to miss the storm system coming up here this week. Actually, the two systems that are coming, and that's not very likely to occur. So delays in fieldwork are going to be quite common in the upper parts of the Midwest as we move from the latter part of this week into the first part of next week, and then hopefully some drier weather will evolve across that region. Now, the same storm system that produces all the rain in the upper Midwest will also trail a cool front across the lower parts of the Midwest as we move through the weekend into early next week. And the storms that occur along that frontal boundary could become intense enough to produce severe thunderstorms. And some hail and damaging wind will be possible, along with locally heavy amounts of rainfall. Some locations may get 1 to 2 inches of rain from just a single cell thunderstorm. And that will cause some more meaningful delays in fieldwork because of that event. We will expect, though, drier weather to occur across the Midwest for a little while next week. The majority of the middle and maybe a portion of the latter part of next week will probably be driest. We will expect to see some improving opportunity for fieldwork to occur again during that period of time. The best part of the whole forecast over this next full week is the temperatures. We're expecting them to be warm enough to stimulate some strong evaporation between rain events. And those areas that have been a little too wet here recently will have a good opportunity to dry down more significantly. Temperatures yesterday afternoon were in the 80s through the middle 90s in the western fringes of the Corn Belt. We'll see those temperatures moving deeper into the Midwest today and then quickly cooling back down to a seasonably warm range of temperatures, which will likely occur from the balance of this week on into the first part of next week. The cooling that occurs behind this storm system during the weekend and early part of next week is not going to be as significant as what we've seen in the past, and because of that, we should still have favorable drying conditions with temperatures still warm enough to stimulate that as we move on into the first half to middle part of next week. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.